Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Roane Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, everybody. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom, Roane Area School District's Public Information Officer, here with Dr. Clarity, our esteemed superintendent.
How you doing, Marcy?
I am doing well. As you know, spring break is just around the corner. And before we know it, the final year bell of the school year will be ringing in June. What will your kids and grandkids be doing this summer? Lots of parents and families are already thinking about that. Maybe they'll be lucky enough to be part of VASD summer school.
For a quick second, Marcy, I thought you were asking me about what my grandkids are doing.
I know something you don't know.
I don't have grandkids. And I started to get terrified. Like, the week they were talking
to my daughters when I got this call. Well, we have the privilege of being grandparents, hopefully sooner or later. And today we're talking with VASD Summer School Coordinator, who is also the school psychologist at Coronado Charter School, Ms. Marlene Cook.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're super excited to be here today on this beautiful March day, heading into the spring break and a time for all of us to get away with our family and friends, but we're more excited to have Ms. Marlene Cook with us here today as we get to share some of the insights about our summer programming in the Roane Area School District in the form of summer school. So welcome to the show, Marlene.
Thank you for having me this afternoon.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you got a big spring break plans coming up?
We do have plans coming up. We will be going out of town.
Excellent. It's always good to get away and make sure you come back refreshed and happy and ready to go on behalf of our scholars. But we're going to jump right into it today as we talk about our summer programming, and there's so much to learn about that time of the year. This mindset that school shuts off in June is just a misnomer these days. We are really year-round organizations, and the learning never stops, and part of that is our summer school programming. And before we get into the details of that, we just want to know the person behind all the coordination and all the skills that go into summer school. So we're going to start with our question for our learners. So people that are ready to maybe you're 10 to 15, 20 years down the line, might want to fill the shoes of Marlene Cook. Tell us about your journey. How did you get to your space of where you are from all the way from the time you entered college ranks all the way through to sitting in the seat today?
All right. Well, that's a great question. I love that you wanted to know about my current role because my role includes many hats. And that's just with the school psychologist position, but even with summer school. So I like to tell people these days that I'm a school psychologist by day and then summer school coordinator by night. And over the years, I've now been working as an educator for 23 years.
Congratulations.
And 21 years have been in the Roane Area School District, which is pretty awesome. And it all really started when I was in college in getting a degree in psychology. I was working with a student with a disability, and that student was attending a private parochial school. And we went in and provided a volunteer experience working, supporting that student. And it was an incredible experience. I loved being in the school environment. So that really led to my journey of being a school psychologist. And just within the many hats of that position, every day is a different day. I get to work directly with students, families, other educators, but also do a lot of big systems work. And that led to more educational leadership. And then fast forward to more recent years of working with our summer school programming. And this is my third year now working within summer school. And it has been a wonderful experience, especially from an educational leadership perspective.
Excellent. Well, we're so glad that you're doing it. It means the world to our families, that the time and commitment that you give to ensuring that there's a great experience for all of our scholars across our system. So when we think about summer school, and I like to refer to it as a summer learning and some summer joy as well. Age myself was, there, unfortunately, decades ago, summer school got a bad rap because it was like almost like punitive, and you had to go to summer school because you did something wrong. And that couldn't be farther from the truth or farther from the case of what we
absolutely
provide here in the Roane Area School District and many districts across our great state. So when you think about specifically Verona, though, you start with the basics for our listeners, like, when is it? Where is it? And what are they going to experience?
Yes. So I agree. This is a great opportunity for our families because we, as the Verona Area School District, are committed to providing opportunities. And we want a really high quality experience over the summer. So learning is just extended from our regular school year, although we really are planning what I call a mini school year that takes place over 4 weeks. And we're working really hard as a team, our summer school leadership team, to make sure that our programming this summer is aligning with our goals and also meeting the needs of our diverse population of students. So it's really important for us. And with that, we want to make sure that we're not only providing those enrichment opportunities, but also from a curricular perspective, literacy is where it's at. So this year, one of our biggest changes is the focus around literacy and ensuring that everyone is getting some sort of literacy time, not just built within that enrichment period. So that's number one. But yes, academic enrichment and then reinforcement of skills. So this year, summer school is going to be running weekdays from Monday, June 23rd through July 3rd. And then again, the next session would be July 7th to July 18th. There will be no class on Friday, July 4th.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so when you think about the summer experience, I really appreciate that you put our focus on literacy into the conversation. And just as we remind our listeners, the Verona School District has been on this great journey towards expanded literacy for going on 3.5 years now, almost 4. And because what we do know is that that foundational skill of all of our literacy skills really are cross-disciplinary, and they are important in every mm-hmm. sense of what we do, in the way we communicate, the way we take in information. As we're developing our students to be really true, deep, critical thinkers, you have to have that literacy, the literacy skills, and you have to have the way to express and how you know and understand details as well. In the terms of various forms of communication now, whether it's written, verbal, or just being able to speak to an audience. So thank you for that focus. Mm-hmm. So when we think about the opportunity for all of our students, like how many students do you anticipate will be joining our group? I know that today the sign-up sheet, guides are going out, but by the time they get this podcast, they'll probably maybe a couple of weeks into it by then?
Actually, we are going to be posting this podcast in a couple of days.
Oh, excellent.
So yeah, it'll be when the catalog is out, but won't quite be registration time yet.
Excellent. Okay. So that makes it even better. So let's talk about those numbers. How many students do we anticipate being a part of this?
So last year at the elementary level, so this was incoming kindergarten through fifth grade, we had 1,100 elementary students. And these students took their courses at Sugar Creek Elementary School here in Verona. And then we had close to 800 students at the middle and high school level, and they were attending summer school at Verona Area High School. This year, our goal is to surpass 2,000 students for summer school, and I really do think that we're on the right track to hitting that goal.
Excellent. And so when you think about that in terms of our school population, it's actually the place to be because it's almost one in every 30 students is part of our summer school. Our summer school experience. When you think about we're a little bit less than 5,800 students, and if we're going to get to around 2,000 and higher, I think we're going to get a little bit higher than that. Are we ready for all of our scholars to be here with us?
We do have space currently at summer school for all of our students.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. So when you think about our summer school, when you think about the schedule, let's start with our elementary students. What can they anticipate from the time they get dropped off until the time that their day ends?
Yes, our summer school sessions last 4 hours. So it's 8 a.m. until noon. And within that time period, our elementary students actually start their day with a warm welcome. They will get breakfast usually right away. And then they head right into their morning lessons. So this year there will be a time period, roughly about 30 minutes, where they will be receiving additional literacy, that's targeted literacy. And then they will have time for outdoor play. We have recess time. They can also register for a time period in our library. So they'll have an opportunity to check out books, whatever they may want to read or might be related to their enrichment period, and then they get right into their enrichment courses. So that will be happening for elementary, and then they'll be dismissed right before noon at the middle high school level, which again will be at Verona Area High School. They will be receiving both enrichment and core classes because we do have opportunities with our older students to receive credit recovery. So there are four credit classes at that upper level, and that helps students stay on track for graduation. And they will have a very similar schedule, just not the recess opportunity, but they will also be having that literacy and then going into their enrichment courses for the middle school level.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And we know our community, through our strategic framework and our staff, are highly invested in overall wellness of the child. So as you think about the nutritional aspects of it, the opportunity mm-hmm. for movement, and the ability to still have those needs supported, what can we expect from summer school in terms of those categories as well?
Yes, all of that is important. So we do have breakfast for elementary, and that is a free breakfast. Recess is important. We make sure they get an adequate amount of time outside, in addition to social emotional learning that is happening within those enrichment periods. For example, the elementary level will have what's called morning meeting, which we do in our elementary school sites now. And then our older students at the middle school level will have some sort of time for community building, but all of those pieces are just like a regular school year. It's all part of summer school.
Excellent.
Yes.
And so I want to think up a little bit, and I'm just going to rack your brain a little bit for this one.
Okay.
When we're stopping by classes, and I've had the honor, and you've gotten in there probably 10 times more than me, to be able to stop into the summer school courses and see just some of the dynamic planning and what students are experiencing from our phenomenal staff, what are some of the things that have caught your eye? Like, if you're just I want to stop what I'm doing and I want to join this class because
yes.
This looks really exciting.
Absolutely. I cannot believe the amount of options that we provide to our families and our students. We have over 40 courses right now for our elementary level and over 35 course offerings for our middle and high school students. And it ranges from utilizing technology or being more technology free. A lot of hands-on activities with science. Some courses do put more time into literacy or a math focus. Maybe it's social studies, learning about other cultures, getting around the world. We have some where they create a passport. Coding is quite popular, art. A lot of opportunities at the elementary school, and courses fill up very, very quickly. The other options at the middle and high school level also include, for example, fishing. Very popular course. Our students like to get out, and they're outside, of course. So fishing is very popular. But we also offer opportunities for math and English language arts. AP psychology is also included for high school. So just a really nice range of whether it is more arts, social studies, learning about other cultures, literature. It's endless, really. And I'm really happy with what our staff have presented for course offerings this year. We have some really great choices.
Excellent. And I'm really glad that you lifted up some of the high school options when you talked about the AP advanced placement options that are there. And as you know, as long as you know the course is offered and there's enough students that meet the threshold of that want to take the course, then the course runs, which I believe at high school is 15 to 1.
Is the cutoff? We would like to have 15 students per course offering, and of course some of our courses we have higher numbers if there's two teachers teaching, but we definitely want to make sure we have enough students registered for those courses to happen, and most of the time that's the case. We do have enough.
Absolutely. And I love that, because even though we have extensive number of periods in a day at the high school, sometimes there's just things you can't fit into a schedule.
Yes.
Or there's a conflict because you wanted to take it in. And
yep.
being able to do it in summer school still provides that experience, whether it's for college prep or career prep or things that you want to expand on. So, you know, it moves far beyond just thinking about, you know, kind of a traditional summer school. It's really thinking about, how is this enhancing my future? And how is this helping to be a deeper learner?
I do like that option as well. Health, for example, is one of those classes where a lot of families have started emailing me. They've been emailing it since January. Yeah. Will health be offered? Because a lot of students do like to get that one taken care of in the summertime to free up a time during the school year for other courses.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. So We talked about a little bit of the classes that are available, and so let's kind of get into the logistics and some of the technical pieces, specifically to our families that are going to be supporting their students getting ready for summer school. So, you know, how do families register their students for summer school? And also, what specifically would you like them to know about the registration process?
Yep, that is so important. We need to have our families have access for registration, and we are here to help with that. So as we record this podcast today, we have information that is going out on our district website, social media accounts, as well as an email to families that give them the process for registration. It's really important that our families have access to PowerSchool, the parent portal. And we do have information on the district website on how to access that parent portal. But again, we also have those of us who are working in summer school available to help register and get that process started. So today the information goes out to the community. This will have the dates for when registration opens. We will have our incoming high school seniors be able to register on Sunday, April 6th, starting in the afternoon at 2 p.m. Once we get through our high school seniors, then we'll be registering other grade levels on Monday, April 7th. This will start at noon with our 9th through 11th graders. 6th through 8th graders are at 2 p.m., and then we'll end the afternoon at 3 p.m. with our kindergarten through 5th grade students. And anyone who may need further assistance with registration can come to the Boys and Girls Club in Fitchburg that afternoon and into the early evening. We will be there from 3 until 6 p.m. Spanish interpretation services will also be provided at that time. But we are definitely here to help, and all information will be available on the district website.
Excellent. And so thank you for those logistical pieces of it. And we also know, you know, you've done a phenomenal job in doing the coordinating, and we know the hard work, but there's also some key staff members behind the scenes that are really supporting your work. You want to give those staff members a shout out as well?
Yes, we have two new principals with us this year who include Lindsay Simonson. She will be working with our elementary levels, so she'll be the elementary principal. And then our secondary principal for summer school is Sam Wolf. And we have a wonderful team. We're getting a lot of work done behind the scenes, but I also want to give a shout out to Laura Marquardt, who has been a wonderful asset to past summer school programming. And we would not be where we are today if it wasn't for Laura's organization of past summer school processes. She's put a lot together behind the scenes, and it really has set the stage for us to continue to move forward, improve our programming, offer more to, again, create a high quality experience for our families and students.
Excellent. So I'm gonna do one of those things, and as we live in a broad boundary, but we're in a small community.
Yeah.
And I always think about what do I need to help families understand if we're walking down the aisle and we're staring at the price of eggs and we're just having, and somebody walks up and they say, hey, I know you're a Verona school district, tell me about summer school. What is your elevator speech that you want every family to know and understand, and that quick thing about what does the Verona Area School District mean when they say summer school programming?
Yeah, it's so much more than just the enrichment experiences or gaining in literacy. There is a joy that comes with summer school. The vibe over summer school is very different than a regular school year, and it is a lot of fun to bring in students from all around the community, from all of our school sites, staff, other educators from all over the district, and even from out of the district. And it's just a wonderful time to connect with others, learn, but most importantly, find joy in learning together. And that's one of my favorite parts about all of this.
Excellent. As a former teacher that did summer school, I felt like also I had the ability to be more exploratory, you know, in my lesson design and then the way, mm-hmm. way I engage. And talking to our summer school staff, and I'm sure you get this feedback as well, there's a lot of joy there as well, because it enhances your craft during the what you would call a traditional school year, because you can try some new techniques, you can try some engagement mm-hmm. skills, you can try a curriculum that you may not have experienced before, and you can implement that in both settings. And so just seeing the happy faces from our staff that they love the art of teaching and they don't want it to stop in the summertime, but also there's just, I think, would you say maybe just greater autonomy to be a little more flexible in the delivery there?
Absolutely. Autonomy is very important with summer school, especially when it comes to our enrichment courses. Right. And the staff who are available to teach in the summer and what they're presenting, absolutely, I agree with you, Dr. Clarity. They're trying out new strategies. They're looking at different curriculum. It's coming from a place of passion, and you can really see that come across with what's being taught.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. So believe it or not, we are already 20 minutes into this podcast, and we are going to begin to wind it down. But first, I want to thank you for joining us here on In the Loop of the Soup, just being able to understand you on a more of a personal level, you know, hearing your experience and what drives you to be the committed educator that you are, but also what our future brings for our students and our staff and the means of what our summer school program is going to look like. So the last word is going to be yours. Anything you want our listeners to know and understand, either personally about you, Mrs. Cook, or the summer school program itself?
I do want for everyone to know that this is a great opportunity, so I definitely want to see students signing up. So whether you're an educator or a family member, definitely put in the word for summer school. And also if you're an educator and you're not sure about teaching and maybe have been keeping that time, which we respect, we want to make sure you have that time for yourself in the summer as well. But this is, it's a wonderful 4 weeks, whether you teach 2 weeks or 4 weeks, it is a wonderful time and to please consider in the future, because this is one of those activities in our district that is well worth the time.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for being a phenomenal guest.
Thank you.
Marcy.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. We hope that you learned some valuable information about our summer school opportunities coming up for students. And if you're looking for information, if you are a family of a VASD student, you will have an email in your inbox with links to the summer school course catalog. And it's also available on our website. You can go to the Verona Area School District under Families tab, and you will find a link to all summer school information that you could ever want. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time on In the Loop with the Soup.